Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh, ooh, you put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. Ooh, ooh, you put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart. You put this love in my heart.
I find it hard to believe someone like you came to me.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, yeah.
I tried but could not refuse. You gave me no time to choose.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, oh yeah. I wanna know where that feeling goes when I'm depressed and I get down so low.
And then I say to you, come into me.
And it's alright.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, yeah.
There are some times when I doubt, but you always find me out.
You put this love in my heart.
You put this love in my heart, oh yeah. Cause when I see all that you've done for me,
it's hard to doubt, I just have to believe.
Kelly.
with organical coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and NutriSilk. With organic gold coffee, tea, hot chocolate, and the products that are changing people's health, lives, and wealth. Your call is very important to me, and I cannot get to the phone right now. If you would please leave me your name, phone number, and if it's time to return your call, and have that coffee that you take.
Hey Kelly, it's Pamela. I'm just wondering what's going on. Maybe it's technical stuff. Alrighty, bye bye.
All righty. Do we have you now?
You have me. You have me.
I heard the music,
and then it went blank. So,
oh my goodness!
The first song.
I could see you on the air, and I could see the mic was on, and it's like, and we could hear you typing. What was really weird? We could hear you typing on the computer, and we couldn't hear you talk. It was really unusual. So we're having a really wild and wacky Tuesday.
Well, you know, Mercury did go in retrograde today, correct? Because I'm seeing it all over Facebook.
Oh, that's right. Oh, you're absolutely right. And it's also that voting day, too. So I think we're having wacky energy with that, too. So, oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness. All righty. Well, I'm going to have everybody, have you tell everybody real quick how to get a hold of you, because I already told them how on through Psychics Gone Wild page, but I'm going to have them tell you, you tell them they're your... I can't even talk today, man. Yeah. How did we get a hold of Pamela? She's not here.
Sure. Well, you know, actually, you can even just Google me. It's Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Cummins, C-U-M-M-I-N-S. And all my information comes up, but my website is www.PamelaCummins.com. I am on Facebook underneath the same name. You can get me on Twitter at Rev Pamela. It's all squeezed. It's two words into one word, Rev Pamela, all together. Phone number is 973-993-9293. I have a blog. It's called Pamela Psychic Insight on WordPress.com, and I am doing a series on dreams with discounts on dream interpretation, so if you're interested in that, and also on the Psychics Gone Wild.
Alrighty, awesome. Didn't realize you were doing that dream interpretation stuff. That's really cool. That's something new to your portfolio. Awesome, awesome. Okay. Well, we are going to get in this right away because we've had a really patient person here hanging on here for longer than we've been on air right now. They've been waiting for 29 minutes to talk to you today. So here we go. Area code 347. You are online with Pamela. Hello?
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 Hi, good night. I mean, good afternoon. I'm sorry, how you doing, ladies?
Okay.
My name is Denise.
Hi, Denise. And your question is?
My question. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello.
Can
you hear me properly?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? I hope.
Yeah, you was coming in and out. I'm sorry. The question. I really don't have a question. It was just general.
Okay. All right. Well, what I'm picking up, and I apologize. I'm on a cell phone. I usually use my landline, but hopefully this will be okay. What I am picking up is that you're building things. Okay. I feel like you're starting over, creating things is what I'm getting. Okay. I'm hearing a song lyric. Don't give up on this baby. Continue on is what I'm getting. It feels like new, starting to build up. And I'm actually getting that in all areas of your life. I feel like there is somebody in your life, and it might be a love interest, okay? Somebody feels like a man who you need to let go of. I hope that makes sense to you, Denise.
Very much so.
Okay, yeah, and that's what I'm getting, let go. Because, again, it feels like I'm seeing John Lennon starting over, and he does that little kick in the air. Okay, I don't know if it's to that song or whatever, but it feels like a good starting over. Good things are going to come your way, but don't stay stuck. You got to move, okay? And as I said that, I'm getting a lot of fear, and you got to walk through the fear, okay? Now I'm hearing something that I get off quite often, which is follow the yellow brick road, okay, the path unknown, which is very scary for us humans, you know. But basically, you know, it's funny, I'm hearing the song, All I Need Is the Air That I Breathe, okay, and to love you. And what that means to me is that, you know, we never think about it, but God gives us the air that we breathe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we trust that air is always going to be there.
So trust that you're going to be taken care of, but you need to do the footwork. That's what I'm getting. It's very important for you to put one foot in front of the other and don't expect it to magically appear. Miracles can happen, but you still need to do the work. And I just feel, again, let go of the past, start over, and good things are coming. Okay? So I hope that helps.
Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you for hanging in there. Thank you for being with us. Call back and keep us apprised. Usually we don't have this wild wackiness on a Tuesday. We usually have terrific 2 days, and we reserve this wild wackiness for Wednesday. So, yeah. All righty. Our next caller here is area code 857. You're on with us.
Yes, hello?
There we go.
Hello.
Yes, my name is Betty. I was calling to ask you a question. I just moved to Georgia. Do you think I'll be getting an apartment real soon? And my husband will be coming with me.
Okay. Are you looking for an apartment? Or is what, I just want to make sure I heard you clearly. Okay.
Yes.
I got within five, and honestly, that feels like 5 dates. Okay? That's what it feels like. Yes. Okay. I'm just feeling not to worry, not to worry. It's going to come, you know. And again, this might be the theme of the day. I am just getting to trust God, trust the angels, turn it over, okay? You know, feeling like the area smells clean. You know, that's weird. That's what I'm getting.
Uh-huh. You said 5 days.
Okay.
That's
what they said, five. Five, and it feels like 5 dates.
Okay. So do you see my husband coming? Everything going to go all right for me?
Yeah, he's coming. I don't know why. He feels slow. Okay? I don't know why. It feels slow. It feels like you'll be there, and then he'll slowly come. Okay? All right? And they're telling me he still loves you. Okay, so if you have any doubt, he does still love you, okay? I just feel he needs to get some courage. It feels like he's stuck in a lot of fear. I hope that makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah, but he's coming. Okay? So I hope that helps.
Yeah, so everything on call right now about apartment. That's what I'm worried about right now.
Yeah, and I'm getting not to worry, you know? I'm just getting things are moving ahead, okay? Things are moving ahead.
Okay.
And honestly, that's all they're giving me.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Your name is Pam?
Pamela. I prefer Pamela, but I respond to Pam.
Pam, okay. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Thank
you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Thank you very much. And it's like, I remember that was our caller yesterday. She called in literally like about the last 90 seconds of the show, and I was on with somebody else, and I just absolutely couldn't get to her. I sent her apologies, and I told her to call back to you today, so I'm really glad she did. All righty. And our next person here is area code 512. 512, you're on.
This is Dave.
Oh, Dave, hello. Okay.
I finally made it.
All righty. Good deal. Yes, indeedy.
Well, if possible, I would like just a general reading.
Okay. All right. Let's see what comes up. Well, I feel like a lot of cleaning. Okay. Does that make sense? A lot of cleaning, a lot of creating. Okay. They're saying something like a fresh cage, and the way I'm saw that was like, you know, one of those big pads that an artist uses, and like you drew something and you turn the page and now it's clean and it's fresh, okay? Again, like that other lady, it feels like almost like a starting over. I hope I'm making sense to you, okay? Career-wise, I feel like things getting better there, changes, opportunity. I hope all this is making sense to you because I have no idea what I'm talking about. Hello?
You're doing well. Keep going. We're going to get to the good part here in a second.
I'm on the cell, so I keep on. Yeah, it's just like new beginnings, choices. In my mind, I'm seeing a tarot card where it's got all these question marks around you, okay? And what my guides are saying is to trust your intuition. Okay, it's funny because they're saying the first thing on the menu, and I understand that because I know, like, if I go to a restaurant and something jumps out at me, I need to order that. If I'm like, well, let me look a little bit, and then I look, I always regret it because I should have gotten the first thing, okay? So that's what I feel like. You're going to get opportunities. Grab that, okay? I'm hearing women, women, women. Are you single? Because I'm I'm feeling a lot of women around you. I was hoping you were single because, you know, your wife or girlfriend wouldn't have liked that, but I'm feeling a lot of different women around you. No, seriously, it feels like three or four, and they're all different colors, meaning different nationalities and stuff, and I feel like you have a lot of choices. And again, that feels like, they're saying like a magnet, and then I heard Janet Jackson say like a moth to a flame. Again, you're going to be getting choices, but you'll know which one to go. This is nice. I heard long-lasting, you know, and this is funny. They said keeps you fresh, okay, which, and I don't mean, I mean fresh like, I feel fresh, okay, and the other thing that I feel about that is she's going to kind of keep you on your toes in a good way where you never know what you're going to expect, but it feels like good things and interesting things and conversations, and you're always going to be learning something new about her. It doesn't feel like you will get in a rut or be bored, okay, which is good, okay, and again, keeps you fresh. That means to me that she will motivate you, not to say that you're not motivated, but motivated you to try new things, to become interested in new things. Yeah, again, keeps you fresh. All right. Money feels like it's going to be okay, not to worry about it. Money's going to be okay, not to worry about it. All right. That's what I'm getting. Okay. And if you can, try to save, and I'm seeing that through coins. Okay. Like, even if, you know, you feel like I can't save anything, save your change. Okay. And I'm hearing save it for a rainy day. And it's funny, they're like, my guides are funny, they're like, and don't spend the change that you save, okay? All right? That's what I'm seeing. Like, you're like, oh, I need to do laundry, so let me just go, no. You know, grab a couple dollars and do it that way is how I'm getting it. You know, for all you know, it's symbolic, but you understand what I mean. Again, I'm just getting, she's going to, you know, there's a lot of good things coming up. Just keep the faith and be positive. Okay, Dave? So,
thank you so much. It helps.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. And call back and let us know how it goes. We always like to hear those follow-up calls. And so you called back because I remember he had called the other day and we had a really short time. And it's like, I'm so glad he called back on your time slot. I knew you'd do a good reading, Kevin.
You know, I don't know. The energy's going crazy because usually my cats are sleeping and my one cat is just like all wound up. So you might hear him. Yeah, Birdie Bird always sings, but usually they're like passed out.
Oh, wow. That's a difference.
Yeah, Mercury is definitely in retrograde. So.
Yeah, it is. And then what's really funky is we're going to have another one going into retrograde on the 11th is Neptune, our big planet of Neptune, and one of the big outer planets is going into retrograde also. So we're going to have four planets in retrograde again, with Mercury being one of them.
Oh.
Isn't that exciting? It's like, I know.
Yeah.
I was sitting here looking at this and going, okay, I was trying to remember who all we had in retrograde so far, and it's like it's Neptune goes in on the 10th or 11th, depending on which super coast you're on. And then, Mercury is hitting us again. That's today through the 20th. Let's see what it says. Today through the 26th of this month. And then, let's see, where's the other ones? Oh, that's right. Uranus is still in retrograde, and it doesn't go out until December, and then let's see, where is that fourth one? Let's see, that's what did I say that was Neptune. Okay, Neptune, Uranus, Mercury. Oh, that's right. And Jupiter. Jupiter started into retrograde October 4th. So that's what's the four big ones. We've got two of the big outer giants, the small one, and then Mercury are all in retrograde, or are going to be on the 11th. We've got three in retrograde starting today, and on the 11th we'll have four planets in retrograde. And the last time we did that was earlier this year when things went so crazy over the summer. It was really whack. Okay, and we have another caller here, area code 617. 617 is on with us.
Hello.
Hello.
And how you
what
doing?
Is your name, please?
My name is Trina.
Good.
How you doing?
Trina.
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have a question?
Oh, I got so many questions. I guess a general reading about myself, because I wasn't asked about my boyfriend. And do you see me having any a miracle baby or anything?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Do you see me having another baby with my boyfriend or a relationship still with him?
Oh, boy. Okay. First of all, I'm hearing, I feel the earth move under my feet, okay? Tumbling down, okay? I'm just getting to be very careful moving forward with him, okay? That's what I'm getting. I'm hearing, check it out, make sure this is the direction you want to go in, okay? All right?
Okay.
I'm feeling that you really do love him, okay? But with him, I don't, okay, and again, I'm hearing the earth move under my feet, all right? And what that means to me is that it's not always stable, okay? Do you understand what I mean by that? The relationship doesn't always feel stable. It feels like ups and downs, okay? Wow, my cat Rhiannon just jumped up, and you know, she's very gentle, very calm, okay? And what that means to me is just gently look, calmly look at this relationship, make sure it's where you want to go. I do feel like you could have another child with him, but I'm just getting, make sure this is exactly what you want, okay? Because what I'm getting is you question it a lot. Should I stay? Should I go? Is this right?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Is this going to last? I don't, you know, and you know, quite honestly, I feel like you're really insecure about it, okay? And a relationship, and now they're showing me my boyfriend, and believe me, it took many years for me to find my boyfriend, okay? And with him, I feel secure. Like, if I don't hear from him in a couple of days, I'm not worried that he's off gallivanting. I know he's there for me. I know it's secure. I know it's stable. I know he loves me, okay?
Right.
And he treats me like a princess, okay? And that's the feeling you need before you decide to go forward and have a child, okay?
Right. And if I did have a child, it would be a little girl, huh?
It feels like a gentle soul. And, yes, I'm going to have to say that's probably why Rhiannon jumped up, okay? Because I'm not, you know, and it's funny because my guides are saying, and she will be playful. You will have children. I feel like there's children around you anyhow.
Yeah,
okay?
I got four kids already, and he got three kids already himself, so.
Yeah, no, I feel an opportunity for more, okay? You're actually a very good teacher is what I'm getting, okay? And that doesn't mean you have to be, you know, in a classroom to teach. I'm just getting you're a good teacher.
No,
okay?
I do spiritual work myself.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You didn't pick that up? You didn't see that? I was kidding.
That you're a teacher yourself?
No, I do spiritual work myself. I do
reading. Oh, okay.
I do reading. I do a lot of readings myself.
No, honestly, I wasn't given that information. No, but I got it as a teacher. But, you know, when you do readings, you do teach people. So
yeah, that's what I do. I just can't read myself. That's the goal to it.
Oh,
I
don't. No,
I can read somebody else, but I can't read myself.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. But I'm still getting, for some reason, they're calling you a teacher. That's what I'm picking up about your teaching. So you might want to think about, you know, teaching. Okay.
Oh, teaching spiritual work?
Teaching spiritual work, I'm getting teacher, but I'm also getting you're very good with children. Again, I'm seeing you as a teacher. So it might be like teaching younger people spiritual work.
Oh, okay. Okay. I got
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because obviously
yeah.
I want to do that. Okay. Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
I could barely, I'm on a cell phone, I'm sorry.
That's
okay.
Okay. I'm on a cell phone too, and I usually am not, but Mercury in retrograde. So I hope that helps. And
yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And God
you're
bless
welcome.
You. Yeah, and I'll call
God
you,
bless you
sometime in the future. God bless. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You for calling. And do call
you're
back.
Welcome.
Like we enjoy hearing from other people. It's cool.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. God bless you. Again. Okay.
Bye-bye. Have a great week. Alrighty. Love the sun readings here. Okay, well, I'm kind of wondering, I was like, Pamela, what we could do is we've got a small breakthrough because we don't have anybody else in queue at the moment. It's like, do you want, I can stick out another song real quick, and what I can do is I can unjoin our calls here while music is going, and then see if I can call you back on your landline. Do you want to give that a try,
yeah,
or you have
yeah.
to stay with me in the cell? Okay.
If you could do that, because it's kind of fuzzy on this phone. So
yeah, I totally understand. I do. It's like I'm beginning to think I might have to invest in a landline myself. It would cost me like an extra $30 a month. But I'm going, you know, just for the sake of the shows, it's like I'm thinking I might want to do that. Okay, guys, hang in there with us, and what we're going to do real quick is we are going to put on another, hang on one more time here. We have a Skype caller, so hang on here. We'll grab our Skype caller real quick. Maybe I will if the switchboard's going to behave. Okay, there we go. You're all ones, and you're calling in on Skype, and you've got us live here on Psychics Gone Wild with Pamela Cummins.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? And what is your name, please?
Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria?
Yes.
Did I hear that correctly? Okay, and how can I help you, Rose Maria?
Do I give you my birth date, or?
No, I don't need that.
Okay. I was wondering if a friend will communicate with me. Or
I'm sorry,
a relationship.
Who will
the question is if I'm going to have, like, a relationship anytime soon, / job.
Okay, will you have a relationship anytime soon? Okay. Okay, it's weird because I feel like it's your choice because what I heard was like within a month, a couple months, and then I heard in the summer, okay, which sounds really weird, but I think I understand what that means. What that feels to me is somebody will be coming to you within a couple months, okay, and you will have the choice whether or not to be in that relationship, okay? It also feels like a better one is going to come in the summer, okay? All right, this is so funny. I get song lyrics, and what I heard was part-time lover, okay? So it feels like the one that's coming first, okay, is like a part-time lover. It's just temporary, and a more stable one that's more stable will come in the summer. Okay? Now, the part-time lover, all right, you can choose to stay with him, but I feel like the one in the summer will be more compatible, will give you more satisfaction. Okay? Do you understand what I mean by
yeah.
that? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You'll be happier. So, but the one who's coming to you now, and it's so funny because I'm hearing something that a psychic said to me, oh my God, like 20 years ago. She's like, everybody always asks me, when's the one coming? And what they don't understand is sometimes you need to be in other relationships to learn what you need to learn so that when the one comes, you know, you'll be prepared, you'll be ready for it, you know, and it will be a much better relationship. And that's what it feels like happening to you. And I know, God, my guys are so funny. I'm hearing the song What a Drag It Is Getting Old by the Rolling Stones. It's a song lyric. I'm sorry. It's so funny. And, you know, I mean, I'm 50, and the best relationship that I've ever been came to me when I was 49 years old, okay? And that's why I'm so good at helping people with relationships because I've gone through the crap, okay? But I look back on the other relationships that I had and thank God for them because they taught me so much about myself and what I want in a relationship. So this relationship, and I can't tell you if it's going to last forever, but this relationship is like everything that I've ever wanted. And if I hadn't gone through those others, I might have, you know, like in the beginning, I might have said, oh, no, but I saw all the good quality. But it took me all those other relationships to learn what those good qualities were. So that's what it feels like happening with you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I was like, oh, no, I lost that because I'm on a cell phone. So, yeah, so it's coming, you know. And I'm just getting, what they're saying is enjoy the meantime. And
okay.
I can never say her name, Ivana Van Zek or whatever. She wrote a book in the meantime, you know, and that's what I feel like they're referring to. Okay?
So, okay.
And they're ending, this is so funny, they're ending with live long and prosper.
That's my favorite character. I love that.
They're having fun today. They're like, oh, let's mess with you. It's Mercury retrograde, you know. You can't hear on the phone, but I'm like typing, oh, my God, is Kelly sending me an email? Is the problem with, you know, blog talk, you know?
I have no idea.
Hearing.
It's so weird.
It was very weird. So I hope that helps.
Okay, like part-time lover and then summer. All right, or I can stay with the other one. Okay. Or the part-time lover.
It's your choice. It's your choice. But, hey, sometimes a part-time lover is better than nothing, you know, as long as you're comfortable with yourself, you know, that's what counts.
Cool.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
And make sure you go to that www.psychics.com and enter into our weekly free gift basket giveaway. It's like anybody who calls in or even listens on archives, it's like go enter our weekly giveaway, and it's announced on this show on Fridays, which airs at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So go enter, and maybe you'll be our this week's winner.
That's www,
and it's the same name of the show. It's psychicsgonewild.com. It's psychicsgonewild.com. GONEWILD.com, and there's a contact page, and just enter your information, just type in the gesture and say, hey, I'd like to enter the weekly free basket giveaway drawing, etc., and then tune back in. It'll be the same phone number here on Fridays. It's like we're here 7 days a week, 773-897-6461, and then call back in on Friday and see if you're our lucky winner this week.
All right, thank you.
All righty, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, there we go, Pamela. Now we are going to give this a go here, and I'm going to put on the longest song I've got really quick, and then I am going to go split our calls, call you back on your land one, and it's like, let's see. So we just had another, dang it. Okay, one more. Okay, here we go. 706, you're on with us.
Hi. I'm Mary Ellen.
Hi, Mary Ellen, and how can I help you?
We're expecting a wire transfer, and I was wondering who's going to get come in this week.
Oh yeah, no. I feel like the money in the latest is Thursday. I just feel like it's coming, okay? And it's funny, what I'm hearing is an old song, I Found Love in the Nick of Time, so it feels like this money is coming in just in the nick of time. Okay?
That would be true.
Yeah.
And that's a very good song.
Yeah, it is a good song. It's an older song, but, you know, hey, I'm 50, so I like the, you know, I like some of the new stuff. But, yeah, it just feels like I'm hearing something from a children's play, God will take care of me, God will take care of me, okay? And that's what it feels like, God is taking care of me.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
And make sure you go enter our week. We're having a free gift basket giveaway that's going to be announced on Friday this week. If you will go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, you can go enter there on the contact page.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. You betcha. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. Okay. One more. Oh golly, they just keep coming.
Well,
one more, Pamela.
Yeah. You know what? What the worst that happens is if something happens with my cell phone, you just call me on my landline. That's all.
I Yeah, absolutely, we'll do that. Okay, well, we'll just keep plugging forward here. It's like we're having Wild Wednesday on Tuesday instead of having terrific Tuesday like we usually have. We're having Wild Wednesday. It's a day early. It's like it's got to do with the Mercury retrograde because it's warp time zone. It's okay. Okay, we have area code 631 with us. 631, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hello.
Good. And what is your name? Can you
Suzanne?
Hear me?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Okay, great. And how can I help you, Suzanne?
I just need for the truth to be found out and my son to come back living with me. Do you see that happening? If so, when? I can't say if. I'm going to say it is.
I'm actually getting celebration, good times, okay? Honestly, it feels like no later before it gets warm, okay? And, you know, timing is kind of hard, but again, it feels like before it gets warm is how I'm getting it, okay? And they're not giving me exact same time. All right, this is neat. I don't know who sings it. It might be Ozzy. I'm hearing Mama, I'm Coming Home, okay? That's how I'm hearing it, all right? I'm sorry, I'm not getting the exact time, but it is going to happen, all right? And the other thing, I'm not getting wet. Again, before it gets warm. And
well, when's
so
warm?
That could be... Well, warm to me means like, you know, like March, April, okay, latest May, you know, before it gets warm is how they're putting it. But, again, that could be any time, okay? I'm just feeling like I see you two hugging each other, you know, and it just feels like a good reunion, all right? And I know you don't understand why, and I'm not getting why. I'm just getting it is necessary at this time, okay? The good thing is that when he does come home, I'm hearing the song, which I can't stand the song, but it's good for you. I'm hearing the song Together Forever, okay? So when the reunion comes, it feels like you're going to, you know, have the relationship forever, okay?
Do you see anything else?
Okay, let me get to it. I'm feeling somebody... I'm not sure if it's money or goods or something, but I feel somebody giving you things, okay? All right? And it's a nice, warm feeling with it, okay? You know,
what do you
and
mean
it feels like a lot of stuff. I'm not really sure, quite honestly. This is the vision I'm getting, is somebody giving you things, you know, like handing you over like a bag. But it feels good, and it's kind of like, thank you. All right?
Do you know
so
when?
What that means? Me gifts. They're not giving me a time. I'm sorry. They're just saying soon, very soon. Okay?
Oh, so like days or weeks. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not getting when. Okay? The other thing they're saying is make sure your frame of mind is positive. Okay? You go
I'm trying.
Into fear,
the person,
worry, and
yeah, he just keeps getting away with it and like he's invincible and I'm getting tired of it, so I'm getting a little worn down.
No, well, that's... Yeah, now I understand why they're showing me the visions of you getting things, okay? Because it just feels like, you know, you're going to get a lot of gifts coming back to you. So keep in a positive frame of mind. And again, what's going on just feels necessary but temporarily, and it will be done before you know it, okay? And they're saying the one word that I know everybody hates, and I hate it too, God and my cats hate it even more, is patience. Okay, because we, you know, as humans and animals too, we want what we want when we want it, you know. So be patient, okay? The other thing they're saying is, in the meantime, while all this is happening, just work on yourself and become a better person, okay? And trust and have faith.
Okay, I am a good person.
Okay. Oh, no, but I'm just saying, you know, we can always work on ourselves, whatever that is, okay? Whether that's reading self-help books, reading, you know, taking up a new craft, you know, like learning, you know, artwork or, you know, some kind of class, cooking, whatever it is, you know, whatever self-improvement is, they're just saying, you know, to work on yourself, that's all.
Now, real quick, I just went on a date, and the person seems to like me, and I like them. Do you think it's going to work out? I do. He's nice.
I'm getting to continue to see him, okay? Get to know him. And the other thing they're saying is don't rush, okay? And they're adding the song Slow Ride, Take It Easy. Take your time with him, okay? He feels very nice. He feels like a good man, okay? It feels like you've made a good choice, but I'm getting not to rush into it. Take your time and enjoy.
Okay.
What I'm seeing is the courtship, and what I'm seeing is you walking down a path arm in arm, okay? And I'm seeing you slowly walk down it, which is good. You don't want to rush.
No.
Okay?
All right, well, thank you so much.
All right, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
All righty. And make sure you enter that. She popped out on us already. Okay, here we go. Just real quickly for you guys in chat, hang in there because we had some Wild Wednesday stuff go on today with Pamela, even though it's Terrific Tuesday. And what we're going to do is I'm going to put on one of our songs here really quick called Dance With Me. So Jen might enjoy this one because it gets in the middle of it. It's really cool. And Pamela and I are going to go split calls and get her back on her landline. So we're going to see if this works, and you guys hang in here, and we'll be right back.
All righty. We got Pamela back. She's on her landline again. Yeehaw. And it's
can,
like, and then what was really weird was that that song is like, normally it doesn't scratch like that. It's not that scratchy and blurry. So, no, no, no. We got something going on with our electronics today, I'll tell you what. This is the craziest Tuesday I think we've ever had, Pamela.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You know,
yay.
It's like I actually had better reception with you on your cell phone. This one sounds like you're underwater. You know, it sounds like,
oh, no.
I'm like,
oh,
under the sea with bubbles.
<That's all right. laughs>
The sea so fast. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, it's been one of those days. I think people must be out voting in the polls and whatever, so... I'm just going to do a couple quick announcements there just for everybody here in case you haven't already heard or if you're listening to this in archives, make sure you go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and enter into the, go to the contact page, enter our gift basket, our free gift basket giveaway. Jethro is doing a free gift basket every week now through the holiday times. And he announces those winners on Friday night at the Friday Night Show. We are here 7 days a week at the 773. I can't even say our numbers right today. Wow, talk about Mercury retrograde. 773-897-6461. There we go. And Pamela has a page there with her contact information, but I'm going to have her go ahead and tell everybody her contact information again because she keeps adding stuff, and it's like, and I haven't ever gotten it written down. So it's like, oh, my goodness, because I know she's on Pinterest, she's on Twitter, she's on Facebook, she's on, you know, you, I mean, you just Google her now. She's all over the place.
Okay. Well, my website is Pamela Cummins, PamelaCummins.com. I'm at Twitter, and it's Rev Pamela. All one word. You can find me on Facebook, Pamela Cummins. Phone number is 973-229-9704. And I do have a blog. It's Pamela's Psychic Insights, WordPress.com. But you can also get that information on my website. And you'll see I have a little tab for Facebook and Twitter and also Pinterest, you know. Oh, and on Pinterest, I just created, it's a community board, and it's Couples in Love. And basically, it's, you know, pictures of couples, and it can be animals, it can be birds, it can be humans, you know. So that, which is a lot of fun. If you're not on Pinterest, I strongly suggest you join because I have so much fun on it.
Cool. All righty. I'm happy to take that. I'll have to go check that out because I really, it's like in the course of a week, it's like I spend so much time on the computer, unfortunately, because it's my mind is a have to. We're doing, my kids are doing the online school. So it's like we are on the computer like all the time, and I get so burned out on the computer. By the end of the day, I don't want to see another computer.
I understand. And I don't want to read anything either. I've been reading less because I've been on the computer so much. It's like, oh, God, I don't want to read anymore.
Oh, golly. Well, we got that 90-second countdown, so we're into the last of it there. And I'm trying to think. Oh, Jethro did say, he told me this today that any of you guys go out there, and if you find his book, if you buy his book, or if you, you know, buy e-book, whatever, you will give him a receipt. You know, I don't know how, you know, like in modern technology, you know, like scan that, fax that, do whatever. It's like, you know, give him a call or something or other. Tell him that you have a receipt. You purchase his book. He is giving away 30-minute readings to everybody who buys his book. In whatever form you buy it, whether it's a hardback or not hardback, whether it's, you know, paperback, hardback, whether it's the email version, whatever, it's like that's kind of also his holiday promo and his way of saying thank you to everybody. So if you're hearing this on archives, it's like, you know, go get a book if you have not already got one. So you will get a free 30-minute reading with that when you can show him your receipt for that. So anyway, now we've got 10 seconds. All righty. Yay. Hopefully next week, Pamela, we won't have Mercury going in. Well, Mercury will be in retrograde. It's like it's going to be there from the 6th to the 26th. We've got Neptune going retrograde on the 10th or 11th, depending on which seabird coast you're on. And we also have Jupiter's in retrograde and Uranus is in retrograde. So we got three of our big, you know, our outer planets in retrograde along with Mercury. So it's going to be one of those fun months. Oh, boy.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the election, too. Who knows?
Yes,
you know?
It is. I have heard so much. It's like I've seen so much. Actually, Jethro, today when he went and voted, he said that he had trouble. He's in Florida. And he said he had troubles with that. He had to, like, re-vote because the machine did the wrong vote for him. I was like, oh, my goodness. So they are having trouble with the machine. So make sure it says what you want it to say before you step out of that booth. So absolutely.
Yeah, well.
Really interesting stuff. So we'll see what happens. You know, and I actually I heard somebody say, and I don't even remember where it was. I think it was actually on Facebook. It's like, because it's one of the few things I'm on where it's like there's a lot of the, you know, psychic people and years and stuff. And one of them said that they had seen that the 2012 election got delayed or something like that. And they weren't sure if it was because of the hurricane stuff going on. They weren't sure if it was because of the stuff going on, like, you know, right now. What was going on, but they said there was some kind of a problem with the 2012 election. So it's like it may not, you know, and constitutionally, this is supposed to be our election day. This is supposed to be the day when we vote as a nation. And it's like, it's kind of going to be interesting to see what they do with that because, you know, constitutionally, there are so many things happening that is not being followed right now. It's like that's what concerns me. I'm very much of, you know, the founding fathers set those a document in place for a good reason, and it's like we really need to make sure that we're on it. So anyway, and I think we're off air again. But I heard Birdie Bird come in, so I keep woke up.
Oh yeah, Birdie Bird having fun, and Merlin's actually behaving. He's been kind of bad today, but I don't know if you heard him earlier scratching the chair, which he's allowed to scratch. Yeah, I bought him a chair. Yeah, he's just just scratching the cushion, you know.
He's feeling Mercury. He feels something odd too. So it's like, yeah, and our animals do. It's like they sometimes get it, you know, more intensely than we do because I don't think because they don't have language and they can't, you know, sit around there and go, what am I doing? Or there's, you know, our animals are not as distracted as we are, maybe.
I think they're a lot more psychic than we are. Quite honestly.
Yeah. I agree with that. It's too bad we can't give you voices. All righty. Well, have an awesome one, and we'll be doing this again next week, Pamela, so I can help them without the you do. It's like, you know, that the connection, your land connection, it's like you actually have a better connection if you're on air with your cell phone today. It's like, because this one is scratchy and bubbly. It's really weird.
Yeah,
I've never heard someone do that.
That's strange. I'm just afraid to call with my cell phone because I did that one time on a radio show, and I got cut off three times, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I use the landline. So.
Yeah. Wow. And I do this every day with my cell phone and just go, please, God, let it be on. So far, I've been really blessed. I don't say luck. I say a couple last names. Thank you. All righty, we will see you next week. Have a good one. I still gotta try and talk to you. Are you have you gone out and voted yet today, or are you?
Yes, I did. I went and I voted around 10 o'clock, and it was very strange because up in New Jersey, you go in the machine, the curtain goes around you, and you do it by machine. And down here, I felt like I was back in school. You remember when you used to have to color in the little circles? Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how they did it, and they scanned it through a machine and put it in. I was like, oh, that's weird. So I'm in the South, you know.
Wow. You know, it's like, although really, truly, at this point, I think I would trust the paper votes more than I would the electronic stuff because they have been having just wacky stuff with their electronics. And it's like, you know, I mean, somebody in chat room was saying that. It's like, you know, her husband was saying he thought that, you know, the fix was in, you know, a while ago. And I was going, I think he might be right. You know, it's like, but, you know, we have that every election. There's this dishonesty that goes on. And it's like, really, people, how come, you know, it's like, why do they feel like they have to cheat? Why? You know, it's like, if they're not good enough that they can just have a vote, count for a vote. I mean, I think it was one of the Bush elections, actually,
right,
that they said there was, my older daughter was still in high school, and the high school teacher, the history teacher got on it, and he goes,
they had the worst example. I think it was either Ohio or Iowa, someplace like that. And they said there were 4,000 people voted. It's a burg that only had like 500 people population. And they started finding, they started going to the headstones in the local graveyard, and they found out that all their dead had arisen. They had a resurrection, and all the dead people voted. And they had Peter Pan show up, they had Mary Poppins show up, and they had Shaq O'Neal show up, all at the same poll on the same day in the same Ohio place. It was like really phenomenal. So they had fictional characters as well as deceased people show up. And I went, you know what, guys? It's like, that is so ridiculous. It's like you want power, you want to be in power so bad that you're willing to cheat. That's just wrong. You know, that is not what this country was founded on. It just, I don't know, I'm too old school because my dad was a Pearl Harbor bomb, blah, blah, blah. He went through all that, you know, all that stuff with the Hitler, the Reich, and, you know, the Reich and all the Third Reich and all that. And he was afraid of something exactly like this happening. He said, you watch. He said, I bet there's not going to be, you know, 2012 elections. I said, there has to be elections. And he says, well, it wasn't Hitler's time. It's like, you know, he just did away with the elections and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I sincerely hope that the people of America won't let that happen. I really do. Like, I hope that they're on it enough to go, you know what, hey, wait a minute. You know, it's like, number one, you're not disarming us, you know, because we went on this population. And something going on this past week is, you know, one reason Switzerland gets to be neutral is because they require all of their young men, I don't know if it's women now, but I know all the young men have to go serve 2 years in their country's militia. And when they're done and they've learned good rifle control, they send them home with their weapons. So every household in Switzerland has a gun. That's why they get to be neutral, because nobody wants to mess with them. Like, you know? And it's ironic. It's like, well, that was another one of those I'm sorry famous Hitler quotes. It's like that came out. It was like he said, if you want to control a country or control a populace, you first disarm them. Because, you know, a well-armed populace is really difficult to control. And that's what the governments are all about. They're about control, you know, co-managing our lives. And I'm like going, yeah, you know, give us our guns, give us our freedom. It's like, we're not, you know, those of us who are smart, we don't use them. You know, we don't have to. It's like, unless you're going to come to our door and say, hey, you know, and you say, what, you want to talk to me, what? You know, you can be nice standing outside on that doorstep. You come in, though, and it's like, you might not enjoy the indie, you know, coming when you're not invited, you know? So tall, yeah, so. And yet, I don't have any violence. I don't. It's like, I consider guns as, you know, well, we go, you know, guns kill people. It's like, no, people kill people. It's like, you know, people do that with knives. You can kill people with a ballpoint pen. You can run around with your car. So it's like, technically, you know, it's like, if you really want to go with the technicalities, then you need to take away all of our stuff and give us rubber spoons, you know, because that way we couldn't hurt anybody, maybe. Oh, no, it's just so silly. Oh, so silly. But anyway, I'm doing a lot of prayer today. That's what I'm involved in. So. But I will call you. I will call you off here because I do want to talk with you on the psychic learning channel, because Jethro is going to be putting that site up, and we're going to have like an hour a day. So I was thinking that might be a good format for your blog post or something like that. And it's like, it wouldn't be doing readings. It would just be doing, you know, that talk and teaching time. So if you got topics, it's like, we would love to have you on there.
Okay, great. Oh, great. Are you going, when are you around? What's the best time?
No, how about if I get off here, let me finish up, and I will be around, it's like within 15 minutes. Well, I will say 15 minutes exact. It's like, I might call earlier if I can finish up here, or I call later, but it's like that.
Okay.
Within a 15-minute window of time, if that's a good time for you.
Yeah, let's do it now. I'm going to just, I'm just going to pop something in the oven because I'm very hungry.
I love that. That's good. Okay, well, I'll talk to you in a few, and I'll button this down, and tell everybody I do, and it's like, have a good one. So we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good week, everybody.
Okay. You too.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.